So how do you know the world? 2-1. We have already gone through that. Through your perception, remember? You need your senses. Without your senses, you cannot know. Your form and mind comes back again. You need the mind and the physical senses to arise the respective sense or consciousness and your perception to know. That is why they say man is the greatest magician. Man creates the world of consciousness. That is the reason why the Buddha gave the five very important analogies to the five aggregates. First, he said form or rupa is like foam. Have you heard of this before? When you wash with soap, the foam appears as a white, as one white solid mass. It looks very solid, but after a while it just wither off and there is nothing left. It is not solid at all. He said our rupang or form is just like that, not so real. Then he said feeling is like a bubble. What is a bubble? It pops, arises, and disappears. Pops, arises, and disappears. So feeling is momentary, come and go. But when you are in a retreat, during your sitting, when you are in certain posture that creates a lot of pain, you will ask yourself, how is it this pain does not go away? It always arises. Not to say it does not go away. Actually, it is never there. But because your mind clings to that sensation and you are not relaxed, that phenomenon tends to make you attached to it. You think that your body, sorry, you think that very body is your. It's very real, it's what you are. Then you think the pain is associated with you because you think this body is you. But very few people can actually see that. You have to learn to see through that because this body, as we had earlier on discussed, before, there are three types of suffering, remember? One is within this physical form, suffering within form. They call it dukkha-dukkhata. The dukkha that arises within this form is karmically bound to us. So it is a karmic arising. When this physical body ages and becomes diseased, or there is a wound or a cut or an injury or whatever. Or when you sit in a certain posture that constrict it, that constrict the flow of qi, then pain arises. This type of dukkha within the form is not easy to penetrate unless you really have the meditative wisdom to see its reality. And learn to endure it with proper contemplative wisdom and understanding. Your mind can only develop the wisdom not to cling if you are able to see clearly what these things are. The attachment of your mind can only arise after the detachment of your mind can only arise after the wisdom has come about. That is, after you have known the body for what it is. And that the body is not you. Just like the way we see form, form is unreal, form is impermanent, form is condition arising, form has no permanent unchanging entity or nature of its own. It is non-self. Not until you see that and penetrate it with real insight, you can never free yourself. You will always cling. That's the reason why I say, unless you can see form, understand the unreality of form, then only you can see beyond form. So all this understanding we have gone through. So now I like let you recollect and develop the understanding. I've already discussed feeling, right? Now we discuss the third aggregate of perception, which is more interesting. Do you know what is analogy? I think Casey will know. Ah, yes, it's like a mirage. Yes, that is the answer. Why did the Buddha say perception is like a mirage? Everybody knows what a mirage is. In the desert, when you are very thirsty, you may see a mirage and you think the pond of water is really there. Mind you, that is what the Buddha said. That's why perception is unreal. It's only a mirage because you created it through your consciousness, your mundane mind. Only a mental formation or image here pointing to the forehead that appears so real. It is similar for all the external form you create and bring to mind through your sense perception. That's why when you understand what a phenomena is, because the phenomena is anything that is perceivable by the senses is a phenomena, then you will understand. Then you will understand and develop the insight to know that all external phenomena are just sense perception. That is what external form is all about. External form is tied to the external phenomena. When you understand phenomena, you understand form. Then you will understand mind. If you cannot see phenomena, you will not be able to see form. You will not be able to see mind. Is it that difficult to understand? That time I asked the audience. So for the third aggregates of perception, remember the analogy is it's like a mirage. It is the reason why perception is unreal, because appear real but may not be it. That is just an image created by consciousness. How real can it be? It's just like the bullock cart analogy. Remember earlier on we went through? Externally, we know through our understanding of science and technology and life experiences. The bullock cart arise because of the parts coming together, the condition for them to come together. Then it perform a function, you give it a name and a concept, then it arise really. And because its condition arising impermanent is not what you think. Because when you dismantle the parts, the condition that give rise to it, then the bullock cart ceases to be. So externally already not so real. Then the Buddha asks us to reflect and contemplate. How do we know that it's a bullock cart? We know it because we perceive it through the seeing consciousness. And what is perception? Perception is just sanya, the Pali word. It's an image, mental image, created by our thought process. That's why it's mental formation. It's just an image. How real can it be? Externally, already not so real, dependent originating condition arising. Then how do we know it's a block? We know it through a mental consciousness, an image, which is even more unreal. Then why do we cling on to it? Hold on to it, give meaning and attach to it. There is delusion in it. We know it's mind-made, created by mind. Then the views, the opinion, the conditioning come in and create duality. Beautiful, new, old, shabby or whatever, you will label that block. So all this arises through consciousness, through the content of consciousness that we input through our views, opinion, and mental conditioning, belief system, etc. So all this is what the aggregates of minds are. So when we understand this, we can unlock the secret of life. We can come to understand the true nature of things, the unreality of form. Then the fourth aggregate is even more interesting. This will lead you to understand anatta or see clearly what anatta is. Anyone want to try and give the answer? Prelim. So the answer is, it is sankhara. Yes, the Buddha said that it is sankhara. But the analogy is the Buddha said sankhara is like a banana stem. Has anyone peeled a banana stem before? You cut out the trunk and you peel it layer by layer. What do you get at the end? There is nothing in it. At the end, at the core of it, because when you peel layer after layer, at the center, there is no core. It's empty. In this way, you can better understand the empty nature of sankhara, thinking, mental activity, content of consciousness. It's only your thought or activity of mind and your sankhara arising due to condition and your views, opinion, conditioning, and your belief system. When there is mind contact with sense data and sense organ, the respective sense door consciousness will arise. Then this consciousness, they come and they go. Consciousness keep on arising, thought keep on arising, perception keep on arising, and your mental activity, etc., keep on arising. And they are all not real, not what you think. How do they arise? They arise through your mind. When you perceive them to be your problem, you created them through your wrong thought, born of delusion. That's why the Noble Eightfold Path is very clear. Right view leading to right thought is very important. You need to have the right effort to develop the right thought, because thoughts condition feeling. If you are not careful with thought, it can make you miserable. It can give rise to suffering. Well, all things that brings about suffering or dukkha are due to your conditioned thinking born of wrong view. Wrong view that condition wrong thought. Because of your wrong thought born of ignorance, you tend to grasp at those things that you think are real, born of your attachment to the external forms or aggregates of rupa. We have not come to mind yet. When you come to mind, it's even more complicated. When you are attached to your aggregates of mind, it is worse. This is only external form. But because form can give rise to so much meaning to delude and deceive you, to lure and trap you, you have to be very, very careful, very mindful and heedful. Just now, we discussed the physical body and all those things that you differentiate and discriminate. We discussed young, Chinese, race, etc. But when you start to see clearly all this, that all this are created by thought to delude you, what must you do? Now you start to understand why the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, that is your mundane mind, everything arises. So you must learn to see beyond form. What is the meaning of seeing beyond form? Do not only look at the physical or outward appearances or external form. Because without wisdom, the external form will divide and create a lot of delusion and attachment. You will attach to your religion, your appearances, your age, your gender, etc., as described earlier on. That is why they say some people's view are very strong. Their opinions are very strong because they attach to external form. They are attached to label, words, concept, especially religious label. And that is why they fight, kill, and do all sorts of things in the name of religion. They argue and they go to war. Similarly, in the name of nationality, country, in the name of their race, and so on. If you are not able to see clearly what this form is of Bang, how it delude you and create all the confusion and attachment in you, then you will not be able to see beyond form. But once you have the ability to see the unreality of form, yeah, it's just an image, it's all dependent on originating, then you say, hey, why should I look at Casey based on his external appearances, which is the form? Casey is not just the external form, the physical body. If I see beyond that form, what do I see? The normal division created by thought is no more, isn't it? There is no more labeling based on that form that he is a male or a female. He is young or old. He is Chinese, etc. or Buddhist. All this division created by form disappear, right? I do not have so much problem anymore. Is that not so? So if you can see beyond form, beyond the physical appearances, then as human being, we are not much different. We are the color, the race, the religion, the gender, the age, and all those things doesn't come in and interfere. Then what do I see? I see the mind inside. Is there still any difference between your mind and Casey's mind or other people's mind when you look into their mind? By looking beyond this form, what do you see? You see the mind is without gender, without age, without appearances. So this mind has more common commonality, yes, has more commonalities. We are just human being. You have a mind, I have a mind, that's it, finish. But when you really aware and mindful, you can see there are still differences, because each and every one of us, we can still have our own views and opinion of things. And this understanding is very important. That is why he is still different. That is why between two persons, even if you do not look at the physical difference, at the mental level, he will still argue with you, fight with you, because of his views, opinion, and conditionings, which are so strong. Especially the religious belief system. There is attachment to views and opinions, etc. This is the mental part, which is more complicated because it is invisible, less tangible, and it is so deceiving. It can really trap living beings. That is the reason why we must keep an open mind. Whatever you do not understand, try to develop the understanding first. Do not cling to your views and opinion and start arguing to give rise to misunderstanding through argument and having difference of opinion. No point doing all this because everything is just the way it is. The reality is just that. So, means to see things as they are, to see truth. The reality is suchness. Nature is just the way it is. When you see beyond the physical form, you can look at the mind. There are still these differences, means views, opinion, and conditioning. Yes, we are conditioned by our teachers, our parents, the media, the education, the books we read, our education system, the school, and all that influences us. They condition us, and we can only accept or agree to whatever that is acceptable to us. Then you manifest, live, and act in accordance with those views, opinion, and conditioning, whereas you do not want to develop the understanding of the truth. You think that is what you are. Then again, you are deluded because your views and opinions are going to block you. It's going to create a lot of attachment and suffering within you, conflict, misunderstanding. But when you have the ability to develop the meditative cultivation, especially the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness and the Noble Eightfold Path to friction, your form and mind will cease. Then you will be able to see beyond mind. When you are able to see beyond mind, all your views, opinion, attachment, conditioning, duality created by mind will collapse. They will no longer deceive you. And true understanding born of wisdom, born of seeing reality, the direct seeing will arise. And enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. So this is how you will learn to see beyond form, then beyond mind. Then when you see beyond form, beyond mind, each and every one of us is the same. We have a true nature. Everyone has that nature, which is pristine, pure. Then there is no difference. That's why all of humanity is one. Because that is our original nature, our true nature, not what you think. That's why one is all. Always one. We are all related. We belong to the oneness. Regarding the five aggregates analogy, just now I stopped at the fourth aggregate, Sankara. The Sankara analogy pertains to the empty nature of phenomena and things. Remember the analogy of the banana stem? You peel it layer after layer and there is nothing in the center, in the core. At the core of its existence, there is nothing, basically empty. So what the Buddha tried to tell us is that whatever your mind or your sankhara creates through its sense or perception of all the external form are not real. They are all empty. That is the reason why it is empty, not what you think. All of phenomena are unreal, dependent originating, condition arising, they come and they go. Depending on conditions. They arise because of condition, they sustain their existence because of supporting condition, and they cease to be when conditions cease to be. When you understand this very clearly and profoundly, you will be able to understand the empty nature of existence. Finally, it's only your thought, not what you think. So not so real. There is just consciousness, the phenomenal world of consciousness. Everything arises and passes away because of condition. Each year you waver. That is the reason why Venerable Sariputta was able to realize enlightenment upon hearing just two verses from Venerable Asaji. When he met Venerable Asaji, who was one of the five ascetics who heard the first sermon, the Maccakapavattana Sutta, from the Buddha, Venerable Asaji was so serene, so peaceful, and so calm. So Venerable Sariputta knew this monk was special, very different from the other monks. So he decided to approach him. But he waited until Venerable Asaji had finished his pindapata and had his meal. And as he was about to return to where he came from, Sariputta approached him and asked, "May I know who is your teacher and what is it that he teaches?" Venerable Asaji, being very humble, replied, "I do not know much." Then Sariputta, who is a very wise person, said, "Then Sariputta, who is very wise, said, Do not worry. I do not need much from you. I only need to know what your teacher told you. Just repeat what little you know. That is enough for me. This was because Sariputta was the foremost in wisdom and he had very strong parami behind him. When he listened to any truth, not necessary from the Buddha, he could also become enlightened. So when Asaji said, "This is what my teacher taught," he said, "Whatever that arises in this world, there are causes and conditions behind." Then he said the second verse, "These causes and conditions my master has explained." Do you know what happened after that? After hearing these two stanza or verses, Venerable Sariputta became a Sotapanna. He realized the first stage of sainthood. Venerable Sariputta, upon hearing that truth, became enlightened because his wisdom was very high. Now, hope you understand. This is what I have been trying to explain to you all. Please pay attention and contemplate this. The second turning of the first noble truth clearly states that this noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. You have to understand it. And to understand this, the Buddha summarized all of suffering as clinging or grasping to the five aggregates of form and mind, the upadana khandhas. There is a reason why the form and mind is so important. I try to develop for you the understanding of this form and mind by explaining what is a phenomenon. If you cannot understand what a phenomenon is, you will not be able to understand mind. If you cannot understand mind, you cannot understand form and mind. If you cannot understand form and mind, you cannot penetrate the truth. It's very difficult for you to understand the second turning. Even the first aggregate of form, I tried very hard to make it simple for you to understand, but it's not easy. Luckily, it's recorded. You can listen to it slowly, but ignore the first part because all this while I am not used to holding a microphone. Oh, sorry. But ignore the first part because all this while I am not used to holding a microphone. So when I started holding the microphone, I did not know what happened. I cannot hold on to things. So it becomes unnatural. So when I hold on to something, the Dhamma cannot come out or flow from the heart as naturally as it used to be. Luckily, you all fix the problem. Then after that, after you fix the mind problem, the flow is more natural because many things that come out from me are not what I say. I cannot speak from memory anymore. Whatever that comes out, the I in inverted commas speaks from its nature. But if the conditions are not there, it cannot come out. I also do not know why. Do not ask me why. So this form of mind is very important. We have already discussed the fourth aggregate sankhara. The last one, the fifth aggregate is vijnanam or consciousness. This is very important. The fifth aggregate of form and mind is also termed the fourth aggregate of mind. Do you know the analogy the Buddha gave? You will get a shock of your life when you hear it. He said the last aggregates of mind, vijnanam, or consciousness is like a magician. This vijnana is just like a magician. There is a reason why. Just now I told you, you are the greatest magician on earth because you can create almost everything that you see and perceive in this universe. When you open your eye, everything within your seeing consciousness is already created. The world has come into being immediately. The whole of existence has arisen That is why the Buddha said, mind is a foreigner, all things. Mind is chi. When mind arise, all things arise. Means the mind right things that you come to perceive arise. Mind is the forerunner of all things. And because of sense door consciousness, whenever you see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and think, the respective consciousness will arise to create the world of phenomena. The whole phenomenal world of consciousness. That is the reason why just now, when I ask, who are you and what are you? It's not easy for you all to understand. The key to understanding this is to ask yourself, how do you know the world? We know the world through our six senses or six sendo. Is that not so? And we know the world through our mind that creates the sense door consciousness and the sense perception. And how do you interact with the world? Again, it is through our five aggregates of form and mind and our mental sense door consciousness, through our thinking, through our thought process, through our views, our opinion, etc. This is what living beings are all about, or human beings are all about. So we have to ask ourselves, who are we? What are we? Do these bodies really belong to us? Is this body really you? You have to ask yourself that. Try to understand that. Contemplate that to develop the understanding.